It's Wednesday, March 24th, AED 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pakistan's Lahore High Court updated a Christian's lifetime jail sentence to a death sentence this month. Police arrested Sajid Massa in 2011 on charges of blasphemy against Islam. A judge sentenced Massa to life in prison in 2013. Now he faces death. Last year, at least 7 Christians received death sentences on similar charges. Blasphemy charges are often used to target religious minorities in the country. Pakistan is the 5th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians, according to Open Doors World Watch List. Last week, Spain became the 4th European country to legalize euthanasia and assisted suicide. The law goes into effect in June and was 3 years in the making. Unbelievably, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez tweeted, quote, "Today we are a more human, fairer, and freer country," end quote. But Proverbs 12, verse 10 says, "The tender mercies of the wicked are cruel." Last Saturday, tens of thousands of people marched in 17 countries across the world to protest COVID-19 restrictions. Protesters participated from countries including Canada, the U.S., Uruguay, Argentina, Ireland, Britain, Norway, the Netherlands, France, Belgium, Germany, Italy, Croatia, Serbia, Ukraine, Japan, and Australia. The marchers demonstrated against lockdowns, mask mandates, and mandatory vaccinations. A Pew Research study found that COVID-19 shutdowns curbed the growth of the global middle class and dramatically increased poverty last year. The report found that 54 million people fell out of the global middle class and over 130 million people became poor. The poor class is defined as those who live on less than $2 per day. South Asia and sub-Saharan Africa experienced the greatest increases in poverty. The global poverty rate has been in decline over the last century, but economic disruptions last year increased the poverty rate to over 10%, reversing 20 years of consecutive poverty decline. Jack Phillips, the Colorado Christian baker, is back in court again to defend his religious liberty. People living sexually perverted lifestyles have targeted Phillips for nearly a decade for his Christian beliefs. The Christian baker went on trial on Monday for refusing to bake a cake to celebrate gender confusion. Phillips won a previous case before the U.S. Supreme Court over his refusal to bake a cake for a faux homosexual wedding. Psalm 14, verse 4 asks, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call on the Lord?" The Republican-controlled Arizona Senate announced a detailed audit of over 2 million ballots cast in Maricopa County for the 2020 presidential election. The audit will include testing voting machines, scanning ballots, performing a full hand count, and checking for information technology breaches. A Pew Research study found more and more U.S. churchgoers believe they can safely return to in-person worship services. 26% of Christians think their church should be open as normal, up from 13% 8 months ago. The amount of believers who attended religious services in person in the last month increased to 42%, and 39% of Christians plan to attend Easter services in person this year. Evangelical Protestants were the most likely demographic to say they attended in-person services recently at 53%. And finally, a Finnish photographer released a stunning photo of the Milky Way galaxy that took him 12 years to complete. The image represents over 1,250 hours of exposure time and captures about 20 million stars. The photo comprises 234 individual